growth, increase, expansion, evolving. We seem passionate about teenagers and young adults. Yes, you. You're welcome to the Victorious Voice Network. We are committed to being a voice and communicating life in a hopeless and vulnerable world. Listen to the Victorious Voices as they bring a hope for you.
You're highly welcome to another episode of the Victorious Voice Network. We are so excited you're listening to this. Thank you so much for listening. You're welcome. This is the Victorious Voice Network. I am Victoria Nuluwa Adepoju. And thank you for following through the Purpose Discovery series. I trust that it was really a blessing. Yeah, so we are going to something new this time around. For the next few weeks, we'll be looking at teenagers and youths in the Bible that made impacts that we can learn from them. What are the life lessons you can learn from them? Their family, their background, the circumstances around their birth, their life fulfillment, their challenges. Generally, what are the lessons we can learn from them? Now, regardless of your age, you are able to place your life in God's hands and allow Him to walk in and through you. God chooses to use people of all ages to accomplish His purpose. How wonderful it will be if you allow Him to use you to accomplish great things for Him. I love to quote the Bible passage that says that do not look down on yourself because you are young. Yes, and I think in our previous episodes we've done something related to that as teenagers we should not look down on ourselves. As youth, don't think you need to become an adult because before you can do something big, something great for the kingdom of God. No, regardless of your age, God can use you as long as you are willing to give yourself for His use. So in this episode we'll be looking at Joseph. Yes, what are the life lessons you can get from Joseph? So for a start, let's look at what was his background, what was his family like. So Joseph had 10 older brothers and his sister. He was the firstborn of Rachel. And one thing about him that we could say was peculiar was that he lost his mother at an early age when his mother was giving birth to his younger brother. That was when his mother died. So he lost his mother at a very early, tender age. But then that didn't stop what God had to do with his life and in his life. Something so special about Joseph was that he was his father's favorite. And that led to envy and dislike from his brothers. Well, parents have favorites. But I don't know, God regards parents the wisdom to balance loving their children. But Joseph's father loved him, and it was so evident that he was the favorite of his father. And at 17, Joseph had a dream that God was going to elevate him more than his siblings. Can you imagine? More than his siblings. And Joseph, he still went ahead to tell his brothers, "This is a dream I had. This is what God showed me. This is what God told me." On hearing that, his brothers made plans to kill him. And at the point of doing that, he was later sold to slavery. He was sold to slave masters. Joseph's life was filled with many twists, but then God's hand was evident through it all. A lot of times we are going through things that do not look like a reflection of what God has showed us. Probably God showed you a vision, you had a dream that this is what God is going to make out of your life, but the happenings around you are not looking like it. The things you are going through are not even near to what God has showed you, what God has promised you, that this is what I'm going to make out of your life. But this is an assurance that you are a work in progress. God is at work in your life. Say to yourself, I am a work in progress. You are a work in progress. God is at work in your life, and His plans will surely come to pass in your life. So in subsequent episodes, we'll still look deeper into the life of Joseph. Let's just take this as a background study. Let's just see his background, his family, and what happened, just briefly. So in the next episode, we'll go into Joseph's life deeply and what are the lessons we can learn from his life. Thank you so much for listening. Do well to share with your friends. Follow us on our social media platforms, on Facebook, on Instagram. Thank you so much. God bless you.